Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. New rules requiring cleaner gasoline and cars that pollute less are on the horizon. Supporters call this the most significant air pollution policy President Obama will adopt in his second term. But the new rules will increase the cost of gas, although there's a disagreement about how much. The Environmental Protection Agency, which is proposing the rules today, says less than a penny per gallon. But critics in the oil and gas industry say maybe as much as 9 cents in some places. So let's get the latest from Juliet Eilperin, the White House correspondent for The Washington Post. She joins us on the line from Washington. And Juliet, what will these rules do?
So what they're going to do is they're going to reduce the amount of sulfur in gasoline by two-thirds and also at the same time impose fleet-wide pollution limits on new vehicles by 2017. So they're cleaning up both the gas that will be in cars and the cars themselves.
And why does the EPA want to regulate sulfur?
Interestingly, while sulfur itself is not a public health threat, what it does is it really undermines the efficiency of the catalytic converter in cars and also undermines some of the newer technology that we're using in cars. And when you undermine the effectiveness of the catalytic converter, what you end up with are additional tailpipe emissions that are harmful to public health, that everything from soot to volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides, all of which contribute to both kind of heart and lung disease directly or also help create smog, which in turn contributes to heart and lung disease.
Now, these proposed new rules, the oil and gas industry tried and failed to get the White House to delay them for a year. Why is the EPA moving forward now?
Really, they argue that they've brokered an agreement with, first of all, the auto industry, which is absolutely on board and has pushed for these new rules, as well as the fact that they've made concessions to refineries. They included several provisions that would provide a level of flexibility, which they say will help both the smallest refineries that will have trouble meeting these rules, as well as just generally that will harmonize the system that we have nationwide for both our cars and our fuels.
And does the oil and gas industry object to the rules for the burden it says it will place on the industry? What are their objections?
Yes, they note that they have reduced sulfur in fuel actually 90% since 2004 under two earlier iterations of this rule. And so their argument is that the EPA isn't legally obligated to do this new proposal under the Clean Air Act. And so they say, look, you don't have to do this. We've cleaned up our fuel some. And given the challenge, the economic challenge that refiners face right now, this is just going to make it more difficult for us to do business.
And is there an appeal process or are the rules fightable or is this a done deal?
Well, technically, it's not a done deal because this is the proposed rule. Interestingly, the agency has said that they just issued it today. They said that they will hold public hearings on it, and they haven't said exactly how long they'll take to finalize it. It could be anywhere between 30 and 60 days. And so while obviously there's chances that they could make changes to the rule, it seems pretty clear that they're going to go ahead with this and that this will become the law of the land as of and basically will take effect in 2017.
So if it does become the law of the land, as we've said, there are different estimates on how much this could affect the price of gas, anywhere from about a penny to, say, about a dime. Which parts of the country would be most affected?
Well, that's a good question. I would say that it would be more a question of, for example, the Midwest and maybe to some extent the East. For example, California already has stricter requirements, and so they've basically been calling for this for a long time and had it in place, so there's not really an issue about compliance there. And what we're talking about is kind of isolated refineries. Many of the refineries will be able to meet this without a problem. Others will have to make modest modifications. It's a small fraction of the number of roughly, depending on who you listen to, 111, 143 refiners across the country that will have problems. And so it's really where they will be supplying their fuel. Those are the consumers that could have a slightly greater hit.
Right. In fact, I think it's your reporting that says that of about the 111 refineries, only about 16 would need major investment. So when you say isolated, it is really just sort of a small double-digit number.
Absolutely. That's what the EPA says. It looks like they might have left out a couple dozen refineries in their analysis, but really, it's a very small fraction that will have to be investing a considerable amount of money to meet these new standards.
We also read that the EPA says the new rules will add about $130 to the cost of a vehicle in 2025, but they also say you'll get about $7 in health benefits from cleaner air for each dollar spent to implement the new rules.
Right. There, you know, when you do these analyses, one of the things is that while there absolutely is an immediate cost, the health benefits really outweigh the industry cost by a significant margin, just because obviously premature death, lung disease, lost school days and work days do take a toll on Americans.
And Juliet, before you go, when is a decision expected? Tell us the dates again.
Well, so formally the EPA just issued this proposal today, and they're right now they have not clarified, which is pretty unusual, how long they will take for public comment. But I think it's fair to say that within a few months this will become final.
Juliet Alperin is White House correspondent for the Washington Post. Juliet, thank you.
Thanks so much, Sasha.